Amid the legal wrangling over the case of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, there are still questions about how Bulger was able to live on the run for 16 years, even though much of that time he lived in the same place in California. Law enforcement has received several tips over the years about Bulger, and WBUR has learned that one call 5 years ago came from a spot just 4 blocks from Bulger's apartment in Santa Monica. WBUR's David Boeri has followed Bulger leads across the country for years. Today, he reports on some of the tips that were not followed and the trail that went cold.
If you listen to the FBI's postings on the TV show America's Most Wanted, in the first 5 or so years after James Whitey Bulger fled Boston, it should come as no big surprise that he was arrested in Southern California.
This is a great neighborhood, and I'm sure he could hide very well here.
Here's one of his neighbors in Santa Monica, Ingrid Van Eckert.
It's right close to the beach. It's wonderful here, so I can see why he chose it.
It's the kind of place the Bureau itself said that Bulger might well be found. Back in April 2000, the FBI noted that Bulger may currently be located in Orange County. That following a tip to the TV show America's Most Wanted, that someone looking like Catherine Gregg had been seen at a beauty salon between Los Angeles and San Diego.
In all, since 1995, there have been 16 episodes that have featured Whitey Bulger.
Speaking from his home office, Steve Katz says his shows on Whitey Bulger generated close to 2,000 tips. Like this one from avid AMW viewer Keith Messina, who was on the pier at Santa Monica on June 28, 2008.
He was wearing a hat, the glasses. He was wearing a gold necklace with a cross on it. And then a nice tan. The old guy had a nice tan.
Wearing shorts and no shirt, the old man spoke to a young man who was wearing a green jersey with Boston stenciled on it.
The old man in the back goes, "Hey, you're from Boston?" And the kid's like, "Yeah, yeah." And then they started talking about, like, Boston area, like locations. So that triggered me. As soon as we got done doing what we had to do, I did the tip.
There wasn't a lot to go on, and a lot of the tips aren't helpful, but they belong to a cluster of California sightings. Even closer to Bulger than the nearby pier was a tip on March 29, 2006. This one came with a specific address, specific information that the man was visiting a woman who had small dogs, and a specific apartment number. The man was described as balding, with grayish blonde hair. It was no more than 4 blocks from the apartment where Bulger would be arrested.
All those tips were handed over to the authorities to be followed up on.
Did the FBI respond to any of those tips? It won't say. It can't say, the Bureau says now, because of a gag order. But another tipster from Southern California said the Bureau never called him back. He was an Amtrak employee in San Diego who thought the man purchasing a ticket to Boston on July 29, 2008, sounded like he was from Boston and looked like Bulger. He wrote down the man's address and name. "I never heard from anyone till you called," he told me. This despite the fact the FBI knew Bulger had used Amtrak while a fugitive. Here's another fact revealed by one of those AMW shows.
And it's believed he's taking a heart medication called Atenolol.
Last week, as FBI agents searched Bulger's apartment, the handcuffed suspect became quite talkative, according to law enforcement sources. He told them he and Catherine Gregg regularly drove down to the border and crossed over to Tijuana to buy his medications, using fake IDs to cross back into the States. I wasn't surprised because I'd been to the border in September 2000, reporting for Channel 5 after getting a tip to a Whitey sighting in San Diego.
The reason investigators tell us she's coming here is that because in Mexico you don't need prescriptions, so there's no record when you come to get drugs.
I went into a pharmacia.
Looking for some Atenolol? Atenolol? That's great.
You'd think that crossing the border would be high risk for someone on the Bureau's most wanted list. But when I brought FBI posters and photos of Bulger and Gregg to Bruce Ward, the assistant port director at the INS in San Diego, he said no one from the Bureau had ever shown him that information. And when we talked to agents in the special unit, they said they hadn't seen the photos of Bulger and Gregg either. And they were surprised to find out the FBI believes they're crossing the border.
Generally, if they find out that this gentleman is going to be in the area, they would contact us and we'd be out on the lookout for him.
Bruce Ward was adamant that the INS, as the immigration agency was called back in 2000, could do its job if they got a be on the lookout advisory.
We had a lookout for him with posters posted and mentioning it in our musters. We would probably catch him if he's right down here.
Back in Boston, in the fall of 2000, I presented what I'd heard and seen to the top investigator at the FBI, Tom Cassano, and the special agent in charge, Charles Prouty.
They told us that nobody from the FBI had ever distributed photos or posters of Whitey Bulger or Catherine Gregg at the border.
If they didn't post them, we can't help that, but we do send them out there.
Short of walking up to every border station and posting them ourselves, that is a responsibility that they have at the border.
Despite those tips in 2000, the statements on America's Most Wanted that Bulger might be in Southern California, and while tips continue to come in from San Diego to Santa Monica during the next 10 years, the FBI never seems to have pushed any initiatives there. All their public initiatives were in Florida, and especially all over Europe. Last week, when the Bureau did follow up on one tip that Bulger was in Santa Monica, I got a call from someone who'd contacted both the FBI and me in 2007. Back then, the tipster claimed he'd seen Whitey in shorts at the premiere of the movie The Departed. He complained he hadn't gotten anywhere with the Bureau. Now, he's claiming vindication.
Hey, boy. Hey, it's your buddy in sunny San Diego where crime bosses wear shorts and walk around downtown. Or comes around, goes around, huh, buddy?
Late yesterday, the Boston office of the FBI cited the gag order as the reason they couldn't talk about their investigative work in California. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.